I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's happening in our community. I had a chance to speak with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert a few moments ago for an update on the latest concerning storm damage from the overnight thunderstorms that moved across Marquette County. Here's the latest with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert.
It hasn't been official through the Weather Service, but it looks like it was a tornado to me. I mean, right now I'm out, I'm just west of Westwood High School along US 41, where the transmission line, where they're it's Wisconsin Electric and then M&J Electric. They're in charge of all the lines that go across here. Just west of Westwood High School, the transmission lines, it looks like pretzel sticks. The poles are just snapped right off. And then, of course, the major wires are across US 41. So that's why traffic is stopped here. And we do have the detour, which I think you posted, but it's 41 closure west of Ishpeming 41 to Stoneville, and then to 581, and then the County Road 482 and County Road 478 back to US 41. I was talking with some of the guys, and they're saying another 2 hours before they're able to get these wires off the roadway. So you're talking probably 1:30 before they get anything done. And again, no semis or large trucks are allowed to go on the county roads because of the weight restrictions. So we have all the commercial traffic all backed up along 41 too.
Yeah, it's been interesting. We're talking with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert here today, and it's been interesting to see as the photos started to kind of come out from people and getting out there and seeing what's happened. Lots of trees down, lots of debris, but the big issue here also is power lines have been affected, not only those major transmission lines, but other ones around the county, and the word is don't touch those. Leave them alone if you find one.
Yeah, that's a great point, Walt. You know, just assume that they are live. Call 911 and let the dispatchers know, and they'll get someone out as soon as they can.
You know, with this particular storm, I knew there was some talk about it getting a little bit colder and a little bit worse weather here over the next day or so, but, you know, that kind of came in. I think this, it caught a lot of people by surprise, but I've been very impressed with the crews so far, law enforcement and emergency management that have been able to get out and address these issues. I mean, you're seeing that from your department, I'm sure, as well.
Absolutely. It's another, you know, we really do have the people out here, the electric companies, the fire departments, the police departments, and they're all working together as we always do up here. I'm, like they said, I'm guessing around 2 hours before they can get stuff back online. As far as the power, that I don't know, and I really don't even venture to guess at that.
Well, what are some of the tips, I guess, you would give for folks that if they're driving into Marquette County, they're driving around, they might encounter some things? I'm sure you have detours posted still in effect, but those are clearing as best as you can, right?
That's correct. The other thing I would emphasize is there's a lot of trees that are broken and have not fallen yet. So, you know, be aware of your surroundings, and when you're going on the back county roads or that type of thing, you know, slow down a little bit and be aware of your surroundings. Look around because a tree could fall, you know, with a big burst of wind. You could have a real emergency on your hands.
Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert with us today talking about some updates with the storm that moved through. And I guess before we cut you loose here today, Greg, that the message is kind of use a little common sense, that if it looks messy or it looks like it isn't safe, it probably isn't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for getting the message out, Walt.
That's the comments of Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.